This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Trade and exports is one of the most talked about subjects for U.S. producers these days, and it's no different for the beef industry. Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says the beef export market has been strong the past couple of years.
Actually, in 2018, we set a record at $8.33 billion. This year will be down slightly, but almost flat. Anticipating next year with some of the movement in trade negotiations with Japan that we could approach $9 billion in exports next year, which adds about $320 a head per carcass on the export value.
And no matter the market, Sandberg says there's something for everyone.
One of the unique things that the export market allows us to do is to more fully utilize the carcass because we send underutilized cuts to other countries. An extreme example is sending beef lips to Mexico for tacos at $1.60 a pound. If they stayed in this country, they would more than likely go into rendering and would be a very low value product.
So are U.S. beef producers optimistic moving forward?
I believe so. I mean, there's been a lot of news about China, but China will be a slow maturing market. It's an extremely large market. But I think in the near term, we're going to be focusing on those markets that have expanded exponentially, actually, in the Pacific Rim, Taiwan, Korea, Japan.
Dan Sandberg says the African swine fever outbreak should increase Asia's demand for protein. Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.